All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Lust Academy. Let's get started. I wonder if Gabby has already thought about what I told her last time. I'm getting a little tired of her aggression and resentment, but if I don't ask her a direct question, I'm not likely to get an answer. Well, even if she gets mad at me again, it's okay. Grim, hi, I'm so glad I was able to catch you up before the class. Poor kitty, I can't imagine how she felt during the transformation. Yeah, she's probably stressed out. So why are you glad to catch me? Am I a shiny Pokemon? Haha, maybe you're even better. Follow me. Wait, where? Just come and see, please. I need company. Well, I can't refuse. This is Jacob's grave. Do you still think he can be resurrected? Was I not too convincing last time? Grim, you can rest easy. I won't do anything stupid. I just thought I've wanted to come here for a long time, but only with someone accompanying me. I'm sorry I didn't believe you right away, Grim. I talked to Victoria and Sabrina. They were unanimous. There could be no thought of resurrecting Jacob. I'm saying goodbye to my cherished dream of seeing him alive again. You have no idea how devastated I feel right now. I'm right there with you, Gabby. Don't be shy to let your feelings flow. You must think I'm neurotic after all that's happened. Giving up a dream is sometimes very painful. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Get up, Gabby. Life goes on no matter what. As long as we remember Jacob, he's alive in our hearts. He certainly wouldn't want to see you so dejected. The most frustrating thing is that no one supported me. You were the only one who helped me, and you found the right book in the library. None of this matters anymore, Gabby. You and I were both wrong then. You have to find the strength to move on without Jacob. The problem is a little bigger than you think, Grim. While I was looking for a way to resurrect Jacob, my classmates started to shun me. I tried to find understanding with Ezra, but he ignored me. That day, I realized that our dueling club would never be the same again. You're the only one who tried to help me, and I was so disgusting. I told you nasty things, and you just wanted to warn me against making a terrible mistake. When I start thinking about all this, my head just explodes. I hope you can forgive me, Grim. Gabby, don't worry. If you want to talk about it at any time, just tell me. And don't worry about your classmates. Sooner or later, they'll forget all about it. As for Ezra, he's a peculiar guy and doesn't like girls at all. There's nothing to worry about. Thanks for the consolation, but I know I screwed up my own life. If I get fixated on a topic, everything else just stops existing for me. People think I'm a stubborn asshole, can you imagine? And I have no one to blame but myself. You are a very brave and determined girl, and I'm proud to be friends with you. The word impossible does not exist for you. What's the use if I'm always losing? Give me your hands and listen to me carefully. It's not your fault Jacob's gone. He sacrificed himself for all of us, you and me and our teachers. He knew he was taking a mortal risk, but he couldn't and wouldn't do otherwise. I still have nightmares about Jacob lying in a coffin and calling me, and every time I don't have time to come to his aid, the lid of the coffin slams shut. And sometimes I dream about the night when I last saw him alive. I understand you very well, Gabby. It's not easy to lose loved ones. But why does it hurt so much? Believe me, Jacob would be proud of you. Thank you, Grim. You're the only one who understands how I feel right now. I'm sorry again that I was such a fool and yelled at you. Now I know very well that you weren't cowardly. You were just worried about me. Oh, Gabby, that was unexpected. You took me by surprise. But it's obviously a pleasant surprise. You have such sweet lips. Although I'm a little uneasy about the fact that we're kissing right in the cemetery. I get shivers down my spine when I think about it. I want to be alone with my thoughts for a while. Can you give me some time? Sure thing. Just be sure to take care of yourself. It seems that while under the influence of the Overlord, you hurt all the women you loved. Gabriella still remembers and loves you so much that this love burns her up. Rest in peace, Jacob. Well, that was a strange date for sure. But at the same time, I can't say it wasn't fun. Plus, if I ever want to hook up with a goth girl, I'll be ready for kinks like that. Anyway, I'm not comfortable spending time here alone. And I did promise Dakota I'd help her with her necklace. I wonder where she could be at this time of day. Oh, yes! Should I try my luck looking at the library? Either I'm a descendant of Sherlock Holmes or you're getting predictable, Dakota. And since Sherlock is a fictional character, I think I know the answer. Anyway, I'm glad I found her. Hello, Dakota. Good evening. It's good that you finally come. I'm so nervous already. I can't wait to sort this whole diadem business out. I swear, cannot eat or sleep as long as I've got that damn... Excuse me. As long as I still got that damned artifact. I totally understand you. She really does seem worried. Let's go right now, then, shall we? Like you said, the sooner we get this done, the better, right? Alright, let's go. Do you have the diadem with you? Of course I do. Who do you think I am? Easy, easy. I'm just testing you. Heh heh. I learned to read at 3 years old. And by the age of 4, I had the idea of creating my own home library. Over the years, the collection has grown. It has over 5,000 books. Wow, that's what I call a love of reading. Oh, come on. It's more that I see books as a source of intelligence and wisdom. Alright, let's not get distracted by this chit-chat. Wise idea, seeing that we're almost here. Are you ready, then? Mm-hmm. Look, I've been thinking. Maybe you should go to them by yourself. It's not that I'm afraid of pixies. Well, maybe just a little. I don't want the stress of facing them. Okay, okay, no excuses, just give me the box. Oh, really? Thank you very much, Grim. You're really helping me out here. I haven't done anything yet. Come on, let's hope for the best. I'll probably be right back, so don't go too far, okay? Deal. Deal. Okay, here we go. Ostende! And it works again. But I still feel as awed by this as I did the first time. Well, well, who's this? What welcome guests we have visiting our modest abode. To what do I owe the pleasure? I hope it's for a really good reason. Hello, Grang. Hello. As promised, I've sorted things out. It was all just a big misunderstanding. A big misunderstanding, you say? Absolutely, yes. So I've brought you your diadem. I do hope I'm not too late. And that you have no irreparable damage done to your home. Hey, easy, easy. I have to make sure it's okay. Please, go ahead. Oh, my precious. I missed you, my treasure. Okay, I'm going to pretend nothing strange is going on. Like him talking to a diadem is not weird at all. So, what's the catch? Is it really this simple? Of course, what did you expect? We're not the universal evil that you imagine we are. But wait, there is one little catch. The necklace. I want it back. Take it. I don't need it at all. It's absolutely tasteless. It's a matter of taste, so we won't dispute that. Come on, give it to me. That's great. Now everyone's got what they want. On that positive note, let's end the conversation here. Pixies are busy people. You've probably got your own business to see and all. Let's at least shake hands. I'm glad we have an understanding. Guess you're not the bad guy I thought you were. And tell Dakota not to come here again. She's not welcome in our village. How'd it go, Grim? What have you got? Did you get my necklace off them? Did you ever doubt me? Everything went great. It couldn't have been any other way. Oh, come on. Whee! Thank you, thank you. I never doubted you even for a second. What exactly did they say, Grim? I want to hear the details. Let's sit down, Somewhere nice and quiet. Sure, sounds great. So, we even shook hands. Still, I wouldn't advise you to visit them intentionally. They definitely need time to cool off. Hey, what are you laughing at? Oh, just a funny thought. Stranger things happen in life than fiction, right? It's so weird and amazing. But I'm willing to accept life's irony as long as I have good people around me. You've put it so beautifully, Dakota. Your lips are good with words, that's for sure. I swear I've never seen lips like yours. So dangerous, but so enticing. Ooh. My heart is beating fast and my hand trembles, but I have to play it cool. Grim, what are you... Grim, I... Shh, her lips are so cool, and they taste like salty caramel. You shouldn't have done that. Am I that bad at kissing? I just felt like we both wanted it. I felt this chemistry. Was it just me who felt it? Just don't do it again, okay? I don't want a romantic relationship, especially now. Am I such a bad choice? It's not that, it's just... Whatever, I'm not gonna make excuses. Fuck, what's going through this woman's head? Listen, can we go now? It'll be dark soon. Don't stay sat there. Keep up. I'm in no hurry to leave, actually. There's a great view of her sexy figure from this angle. On the other hand, I don't want to sit by myself in the woods either. I'm coming! Matter of fact, I'd like to invite you back for a cup of coffee after all this. You know, just as a friend. I remember I got a polite rejection last time, but I don't give up that easily. It's definitely too late for coffee now. But next time, who knows? Great. Be sure I won't forget that. Okay. So, what are we gonna do now? Is it morning already? Damn, I was having such a good dream. So what do I want to do today? There's still plenty of time until Friday. I guess I should just be grateful for a breather and get to my classes like a good student. That's where I'm going. Looks like I have plenty of time before I need to be in class. Maybe I should use this opportunity to chat with someone. Wonder how Gabby's doing. Still sad after her visit to Jacob's grave? Gabby, hi, how are you? Oh, Grim, hi, I missed you a lot. I'm very happy to hear that, but Gabby, is that you? You've been sad all the time lately, and now I see a smile on your face. But honestly, I think a smile really suits you. Stop embarrassing me. But it's true, I finally see the old Gabby in front of me. Stop it, or I'm going to blush. Blushing will just make you prettier. I don't want to talk here in class. People might hear us. Let's get out of here and go somewhere. What about the lesson? You don't want Miss Lapice to be displeased with us. I'm not a good student right now, anyway. I think I've got an idea of where you and I are going to go. What do you say we go over to my campus? There shouldn't be anyone there right now. Great idea. Let's hurry over there. I've never been to the Leonhardt campus before. It's a violation of the Academy rules, of course, but what can't you do for Gabby? Your living room is exactly like ours. I wouldn't have even guessed it was a different building. And you have a very nice room, Grim. I'm lucky that I don't have roommates. It's great. No one wakes me up in the middle of the night. And the wall color is so nice. I like it here myself. Honestly, I rarely have guests here. Then I'm triple lucky. Even when I first woke up, I knew it was going to be a great day. They say guys are sloppy, but that doesn't apply to you, Grim. Your room is so cozy, and no hanging things on chairs, and no scattered textbooks. Thank you, Gabby. I try to keep the place as clean as I can, but I don't think we met today to talk about my room. Now, what did you want to talk to me about? There's a reason you and I miss Victoria's class. You know, I really miss you when you're not around. You've become an indispensable person to me. These days, I'm pretty much only calm and confident near you. Remember when we were looking for information about the resurrection ritual? There in the library, you told me that you were Jacob's son. You guys remember that? Why did you do that? Because I'm really Jacob's own son. But I didn't find out that we were related until shortly before he died. I wouldn't think of joking about such things. Believe me, the story of my birth is pretty sad. I barely want to bring up the fact that it ended up costing my mom her life. I didn't believe you at the time, and I said a lot of nasty things. I feel so ashamed of it. I wouldn't have believed it myself if Jacob hadn't told me about it. It's just the fact that I have to accept and live with it. Actually, that's not all I wanted to talk to you about. I'm all ears, Gabby. Tell me, just honestly, how do you feel about me? Kissing all the girls, isn't he? It'd be easier for me to answer you. It would be easier for me not to answer you, but to show you. So close and so desirable. I've dreamed so long that it would be just the two of us in here. I think I'm getting dizzy from the delicate scent of her skin and perfume. Gabby, so hot and exciting. No, I can't stop there. What are you doing, Grim? You don't really need those clothes right now, do you? I feel a little uncomfortable. Maybe we're rushing. Gabby, you have nothing to fear. What a figure you have. If I were an artist, you'd be the best model out there. They say models have a tough job. They have to stay motionless for hours on end. I would hardly let you get tired. Except just a tad bit. and it will be a very nice kind of fatigue, I promise. And if I were a sculptor to experience you, to recreate you properly, tell me, is this a dream? It's either a dream made real, a reality made into a dream. I like to dream about it. You know that sculptors usually work with both hands at once, right? And I am, I hope, a very good sculptor. Your hands are so warm. My hands aren't the only warm thing. Her breasts are so soft and tender. Gabby, you drive me crazy. A little more and I'm definitely not going to stop there. Grim, I'm sorry, but a little longer and I'll completely lose my head. And what's wrong with that, Gabby? I can't do that. Everything's going too fast. And I like you so much. How messed up everything is. I'm literally being torn apart right now. Please don't look at me like that. I feel foolish. You're very beautiful, Gabby, so I'll look at you as long as I can. Why do you think that's a bad thing? I think I have to get my clothes in order. I still remember how you looked without it. I'm glad that picture stayed only in your memory and nowhere else. Taking your picture? Now that's a thought. Please don't. I know you're joking, but I'm very embarrassed. I have to go. Thank you for everything, and please forgive me. No need to apologize. I should have been more restrained. No man has ever looked at me with such admiration in his eyes. So you have nothing to apologize for either, Grim. Gabby really surprised me today. She's such a sweet little prude. I hope she's not playing with me, otherwise I'll look stupid. Why do I always attract strange girls? Well, at least she's hot. Speaking of hot girls, I can still make it in time for Sabrina's lesson. Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Welcome, class. Svetlana informed me that many of you go to her for help dealing with cold symptoms. In this regard, she's almost at a cough potion. Today, at Svetlana's request, we are going to learn how to make a cough potion. Let me guess, now Sabrina will need a volunteer to brew the potion. Since it is a question of health and mistakes are inadmissible, I will make the potion myself. Oh, that was unexpected. Are we such inept students that we can't be trusted to make this potion? The main ingredient of the best curative potion is dried ammonite beans. They are also used here, as you can see. Do you remember exactly how to handle the ammonite beans? Who will answer? It is necessary to hold the beans over the steam to make them a little swollen. That's right. It's the same story with the cough potion. Wow, it's nice to remember such things. Such little things. And be able to shine your knowledge in front of Sabrina in the class. This time, the ammonite beans should soak in the steam properly. But we always do that, Miss Spellman. Yes, but the cough potion is particularly demanding on the quality of the ammonite beans. That's the reason I'm making the potion today without your participation. Now let's try our main ingredient for smell. Miss Spellman, do you really think we couldn't do it? Of course you can, but I gave Svetlana my word that I would prepare this potion myself. In the meantime, you will quietly look at the whole process in detail. Now we will need a powder of false mandrake root. False mandrake is considered a weed, but not in this case. The false mandrake and the common mandrake are different types of plants. All they have in common is a large, irregularly shaped root. Whoever wants can come closer and see how our ingredients interact. The reaction will be violent, but thankfully short-lived. So I advise you to hurry up so you don't miss anything. Grim. Grace, I can see that you're interested. Don't be embarrassed. Come closer. Wow, how the potion boiled up. Sabrina was right. It was worth seeing up close. I wonder if this potion has to be evaporated afterwards. No, in this case, the evaporation procedure will not be necessary. The cough potion is simple enough to make, but it's very demanding to the exact recipe. Miss Spellman, what do we have to pay special attention to when making this potion? Maybe we need to watch the quality of the mandrake? False mandrake. Thank you, Grim. I misspoke. I repeat, the most important thing here is to watch the recipe exactly. No, a few more grams of the ammonite beans, they won't make it worse. What happens if the recipe is not followed? You'll get a whole pot of completely useless potion that won't help get rid of your cough. That's it. Our cough potion is ready. I think Svetlana will be pleased with us. Sabrina did it all on her own, but she still made it sound like a collaborative effort. That's why I love her. Looks like my classes for today are over. Now it's finally time to get my reward for helping Lily with the curse. If it's anything as wild as it usually is with Lily, my evening should be pretty eventful. Hello, Lily. Oh, Grim, it's you. Hello. Okay, so by tonight, she didn't mean when she was in bed. She literally meant the night. Okay, so I got confused on that. Of course it's me. Who else? I told you I was going to come here, remember? Oh, of course, of course. I've got so much to tell you, Grim. I can't wait to hear everything. How's it going with the potion? Judging by your happy smile, you made it all work out, right? It all happened even better than I imagined. Not only did Sabrina gave me a whole one-on-one workshop, after all that, she invited me to have tea with donuts. We just sat and talked for hours like real friends. Oh, wow. She talked about her problems with friendships and past relationships. She has such an interesting past. Who could have thought? Care to share? Sorry, but I promised her I wouldn't tell anyone. Oh, of course, of course. Anyway, I'm really glad all this is finally over. It's such a weight off my shoulders. And it's all thanks to you, Grim. Lily, please. You should be thanking Sabrina and Willow, not me. Oh, come on. Instead of denying that you really, really helped me, let's just cuddle, please? You don't have to ask me twice. Whether you choose to admit it or not, I want to thank you for being there for me this whole time. For tolerating my depression, bad mood, and sadness. That's worth a lot to me. Doesn't matter if you're happy or sad. I want to be there for you and share those moments. That's what friends are for, right? Oh, you're so kind. Honestly, the only thing that's missing for me right now is a potion to get rid of all my failed homework, hee hee. That would make my life much better. Do you have that much studying to do? Oh, at least 225,000 character long essays for Victoria. Holy crap. And you know what else I've understood? I'm losing interest in Leonhardt and competition between the houses. Like, it's all just a myth. I can't help but realize that it's all just kind of pointless. I believe it had something to do with the curse at first, but it turns out it's not. This is happening on some other, deeper level. Although now with the potion, all these thoughts at least aren't making me feel endless anxiety. I'd just be interested to know what it's all about, and whether there's any way to change my attitude. Ouch, my book fell, and all the bookmarks must have slipped out of the book. Oh, that's terrible. That firm ass. I wonder if Lily even knows how sexy her little butt is. Phew, everything is back in place. And you were a bit quiet, weren't you? Grim. Wait, haha, were you staring at my butt? Oh no, I was just thinking. But yeah, you do have a nice ass. And do you remember our agreement to celebrate your recovery? I remember, of course, Grim. But I'm just afraid I can't do it tonight. I just have too much studying to do. Shame on me. Let's do it next time, okay? Don't worry, I understand. And you know what? I have an idea. I'll make a romantic evening for you. Whoa, are you serious? Yeah, but let's just agree that next time no essays will come between us. I promise. Do you need any help with your homework, by the way? Oh, not really, but thank you. I just need to catch up on everything. All right, whatever you want. I won't bother you then. Have a great and productive evening. What a bummer, and I had so much expectations. I guess I'll have to find another way to entertain myself today. Let's see if there's anyone on campus to talk to. Sam? Bingo. What can be better than a lovely evening spent with a family member? Hey, the most gorgeous girl in the world. I appreciate you calling me that, but you can just call me Sam. Oh, I just wanted to say something nice to you. And my name doesn't sound good enough, hee hee. No, you have a very beautiful name. Oh shit, our conversation seems to have gotten off on the wrong foot. Hey, what are you thinking about? I was just joking. It's my way of taking compliments, making jokes about it. Well, that's what I thought at first, too. By the way, do you know what time it is? I don't have my phone on me, but I think it's about 6 p.m. Great! I'm just afraid to be late for the tournament meeting, but there's still time. The tournament meeting? Why am I the last one to know about this? Come on, we have plenty of time. Still, why can't anyone tell me that in person and in advance? Well, I'm here and I'm telling you this in person and in advance. You know what I mean, Sammy. All right, I'll go and get ready. Hopefully there won't be anything else that I miss in that time. It's funny, but when I was a kid, I was really scared of stairs. Afraid of stairs? Is that a joke? Well, same here, actually, guys. Kids are usually afraid of the boogeyman or spiders or something, but not the stairs. I don't know, but when I was like 5 years old, they made me feel this primal, animalistic fear that always pissed Olivia off. Now that I'm grown up, they no longer scare me. But the staircase makes me tremble sometimes. Especially since the last time at home when I accidentally sprained my leg, playing catch up the stairs with you. Come on, don't worry. I'm here. And you'll see, I won't let anything bad happen. I'm absolutely serious. Thank you, my valiant knight. Knock, knock. No answer. Is there no one there? I don't know, but we've come just in time. You know what? I'm pretty sure we can come in. Well, we don't have to stand here by the door, do we? Sounds fair enough. I usually just walk in without knocking. Well, everyone's noticed that Arthur shows you his special favor. What to speak of simple mortals, huh? Mr. Dorman, hello, can we come in? Hey, is anyone here? Just as we expected. It seems like everyone has mysteriously disappeared. Or maybe we came a little early, Maybe just a little. But don't worry, in good company, time passes quickly. Heh. This is the honest truth. I love your smile so much, Grim. My words can sound strange, but it's very calming. When you smile, I want to smile too. And it just feels like everything's fine, and the world is full of colors again. Oh, it's nice to hear such praises. And how is your emotional state? Much better now. Now I think I can find a balance. It's still too fragile. But it's better than the chaos that was in my life a month ago. I let things with Ashley and my parents go a little bit. I figured that I couldn't change anything anyway. So being nervous about it is a waste of time. I realized I needed to focus on myself. On my studies? On my future career? On my loved ones? You're doing great, Sam. I really miss that cheerful Samantha that I used to know. I hope you'll be seeing that cheerful Sam a little bit more now. It looks like someone's coming. I think I hear footsteps. It must be Arthur. Sam seems so comfortable holding my palms that she didn't even think about what others would think. However, I cannot be so reckless. We need to be more careful. Samantha! Grim! I'm glad you're here. Good evening. Excuse us for being late. Miss Alston and I were at the library. So, my dear colleagues, we're having a sort of informal meeting today. As you probably already know, it is dedicated to the second round of the tournament. Once again, I'd like to congratulate you. You performed admirably in the first round. Oh yes, good job. As good as the view. Thank you, Principal. It really means a lot for us. Our ranks have dwindled, but our spirit hasn't broken. Thank you, Miss Rose. However, the time does not stand still, so we need to move on. So I hope that you're all ready for a fair fight and a fair win. If in the first round your main challenge was passing the obstacle course in the labyrinth, let me guess, this was only the flowers compared to what awaits us ahead, right? You're absolutely right, Miss Alston. In the second phase, you'll take part in duels. Don't worry, the duels aren't between the contestants. We've prepared something more interesting for you. So in the second round, you will each be battling the Omnipotenti. What the hell is that? I will explain to those unfamiliar with it. The Omnipotenti is an ancient warfare spirit with magical martial arts. Additionally, he's very good at getting into our minds, exploiting our fears and making them look like reality. Your dexterity and skill in fighting the Omnipotenti will also show the level and depth of your magical abilities. Well, that's basically the agenda for today. I suggest you practice some usual defense and attack spells. Some useful defense and attack spells. And of course, work on resisting your fears. I'm sure it'll come in handy, not only in the arena, but in everyday life. Are there any questions? What does the Omnipotenti look like? The Omnipotenti does not have a consistent form. He appears to you in the form that is perceived, while your subconscious mind is dangerous and frightening. It makes sense at a deep level. In order for you to overcome your fears, you have to be willing to face them, right? How dangerous is it? Quite dangerous, as usual, for the tournament. However, we have a special team ready to help in the event of an unfortunate emergency. Sounds quite optimistic. Well, if there are no more questions, then our meeting is over. Thank you for coming, and have a good evening. Remember, don't watch the clock. Do what it does. Keep going. You know, I feel so weird without Oliver. Whoa, have you been in touch? I always thought you two weren't really friends. Yeah, but we talked more back when there was four of us. On the other hand, we all know that there's only going to be one winner. So obviously one more person will be out very soon. And I think it should be a girl, for gender equality at least. What on earth are you implying? I'm just talking about who's going to leave the tournament faster, you or me. But anyway, I gotta run. It was nice to see you, really. God, she pisses me off. Did you hear what she just said? Well, and what'd she say? She hinted that I would be the next to be eliminated from the tournament. Little bitch. Hey, come on. She didn't say anything like that. And she's absolutely right about the tournament, by the way. Only one person can win, right? And her saying that the next player eliminated should be a girl? Or do you think she was talking about herself? It was just a joke, wasn't it? You're on her side again. I'm just trying to be rational, Sam. That's all. I have nothing to say to you. Bye. Wait. Let's talk about it, please. Just leave me alone. I want to be with my thoughts now. Okay, if you say so. See you around. Okay, guys. And that's another night in this university. So, guys, we'll see you next week with more Lust Academy. Stay tuned. I'm out for the night, guys. Have a good one.